Daniel Scheidel was convicted in 1995. His attorney, Kerry Sperling of the Wisconsin Innocence Project, says the only evidence against him was the eyewitness identification made by the victim, who said Scheidel broke into her house in the early morning hours wearing a full face mask and held a knife to her throat.
Under those conditions, it's very unlikely that someone could reliably identify the perpetrator.
Scheidel, who's always maintained his innocence, filed a motion for a new trial last year after DNA evidence linked another man to a very similar rape just a few blocks away. Sperling says the fact another man may have committed the rape, combined with the lack of physical evidence implicating Scheidel, convinced the judge a jury ought to reconsider the case. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.